Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Charles Cameron and Associates. Today, one of our advisors, Andy Ollerhead, will speak with a client regarding their remortgage to help them discuss their affordability and suitability tailored to their circumstances. So let's dive in.
Hi, Selina. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. It's Friday, isn't it? Can't complain for a Friday.
Yes.
How are you feeling about our mortgage appointments? Excited?
Yeah, there's quite a few things I'd want to go through with you. So now I'm really happy to have the phone call just to run through what my options are.
Brilliant. Well, how much do you feel you know about Charles Cameron as a company? Because I always feel like that's a good place to start.
Yeah, so I mean, I got a recommendation through my my colleague who's used you before, and she sort of gave me a bit of a lowdown about what you do. But I understand that you can access every lender on the market. You're not restricted, are you?
So we do a comprehensive range of lenders from across the market, and that means we can go to your Santander's, your NatWest, your Nationwide's of the world, certainly all of the big high street lenders, all of the household names that do mortgages through brokers. And then we do a whole host of smaller building societies, most of which I doubt you'd even have heard of. And then we also have access to a lot of niche lenders as well, which you wouldn't necessarily want to use unless you absolutely had to, because niche lenders typically come with higher niche interest rates. But what that means is that whoever I speak to and whatever circumstances they've got and whatever scenario they present me with, I've got an excellent chance of getting a mortgage. The question becomes, which mortgage is it going to be? And crucially to all of us, how much is it going to cost me every month to get it paid off? So yeah, it gives us a really good choice. And means that the answer to most people is yes to the vast majority of clients that I speak to. It's just a question of which one.
Excellent. No, that's great.
So yeah, so we do this for quite a lot of companies these days. We've been going for 20 years, Charles Cameron. So that gives you a bit of confidence in how long we've been set up as a firm. We do mortgages as an employee benefit for over 700 companies now, and it's growing all the time. It's all about trying to help you from start to finish, from talking you through the process, giving you advice and finding the best possible deal for you that's going to give you the best chance of moving into your new property as quickly, as efficiently as possible. And as I said before, you know, giving you the cheapest possible monthly payment via the lowest possible interest rate. That's
excellent. That's definitely what I'm looking for.
Definitely. Excellent. So tell me about your situation at the moment.
So yeah, I currently have a mortgage. So I own a flat, but my mortgage rate, which I took out almost 2 years ago, I've got about 7 months left on it. So I thought now was a good time to start thinking about what I should be doing. You know, is it too early to apply, or really what's available to me? So just looking for some options really.
Definitely. It's good to have that level of planning. I speak to a lot of people and maybe they've let their mortgage lapse onto a standard variable rate because they didn't know we existed until it had already happened. And I always think if you can plan in advance, that's your way of nailing down the best possible deal, especially in the kind of market that we've had recently where, you know, it is a bit volatile and rates can fluctuate. So can I ask for your existing mortgage balance?
When I last looked at my online banking, it was about 205,000. And I did have my flat valued a while ago, you know, maybe about 6 months ago. And that was about 500,000. So I'm about a little bit less than 50% loan to value at the moment.
Okay. That's a really good place to be. That means you'll have access to the best rates on the market. That's the way loan-to-values work. Once you get below 60% on the loan-to-value, that's where you just get the best rates. So, yeah, really good place to be. And are you planning on doing a pound-for-pound remortgage? Just want the best deal out there and not to change anything? Or you're looking to release some equity to do anything new?
Yeah, so I kind of like both options, but I do want to have a look at some options for doing some home improvements around the house. I was thinking of updating the kitchen and the bathroom. I did ask for a quote and it should cost me around £25,000. So I guess I want to understand the differences between the mortgage of if I do a straight remortgage, no increase, and then also, you know, looking to release some money as well.
Sure. No problem at all. Yeah, I can do all that for you. No problem. And what kind of deal are you on at the moment? Which bank are you with? And what's the interest rate? What kind of product and term have you currently got?
Yeah, so I'm at Barclays at the moment, and yeah, I took out a 2-year fixed rate, which went by really, really quickly. I've had a look at the different types of products on the market, and I think 10 years is just going to be too long for me. I just, can't plan that far ahead for my circumstances, certainly. So I was thinking maybe a 5-year fixed is something that I'm interested in. For my current 2-year fix, I'm on a 3.7, and when I took it out, it was 30 years, so I'd probably be looking around a 28-year term now, not looking to increase that.
Okay, no problem at all. That sounds good. And what's your income situation? What kind of financial commitments have you got?
So I'm full-time PAYE, so I'm employed. I'm
Great.
on 47,600 per annum. Ideally, with my monthly repayment, I wouldn't really want it to exceed more than 1200 a month, just for my own kind of personal finances. I don't have any liabilities in terms of debt, so I don't have any outstanding credit cards or loans, but I do have a 5-year-old child with my ex-partner. I do receive £400 a month in maintenance from him, but I don't have any childcare costs because we share that custody, and my parents live quite close by, so they're quite hands-on with the childcare as well.
Right, okay, that sounds good. And what about we have to think about criteria
Yeah.
and what makes different clients different when we're doing mortgage broking. What's your nationality and your permissions to work in the UK? What's your
Yeah.
situation there?
So I was born in Canada, so I have a Canadian passport and also an English passport as well, so I'm dual national.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, well, that's not going to hold us back in any way, shape, or form. That's really good. Right, so what I will do is I'll pop you an email over with one of our disclosure documents so you can see our terms of service. Obviously, if you've got any questions about anything on there, then feel free to ask me about it and I can run you through the exact details of what it all means. But it's pretty straightforward stuff. It just confirms the way in which we work and the lenders that we work with and the parameters of us potentially doing the mortgage for you. But
Great.
before we get on to the stage of doing the mortgage for you, I've got to get you some quotes. So are you happy if I send what we've talked about over to you?
So if you could send those to me via email, I'll obviously review everything we've gone through. So yeah, thanks
Awesome.
for providing me that information. But just a couple of questions I had was
Of
for
course.
a remortgage, like, 'cause obviously it's going to be different to a purchase. Do I need to have my own solicitor for a remortgage?
Yeah, so it depends on which product or which deal we end up going for. And that's certainly something we can factor in. So there's some deals that will come with a free legal service. Now, the free legal service won't necessarily be the quickest that you've ever experienced in your whole life. But it very much depends on your circumstances because it will cost you maybe in somewhere between 500 to £1,000 to do the solicitor's service on moving from one lender to another to get the best possible deal. And that can eat into the margin that's been created by going for the best interest rate on the market. If you go for a free legal service, as I say, you might not necessarily get the cheap the you might not necessarily get the quickest service out there, but you're looking at your new deal 7 months in advance, so that might be something that's worth consideration.
Lovely. No, that just gives me a really good idea of something that, maybe I need to organize. So yeah, I'll have a look at the quotes that you send me, and yeah, it'd be interesting to know the difference between getting the free one from the lender or maybe paying for my own.
Definitely.
But from the sort of timeline perspective, how long will it take to run through this whole process of applying and then getting the new mortgage rate in place?
So I would say the average for getting a mortgage in the UK, whether it's a new mortgage and a purchase or a remortgage, it's probably about 3 or 4 weeks. When you're doing a remortgage, what you've got to bear in mind is that the new lender is lending you the money fresh to pay off the old lender. So they still will require up-to-date documentation. They'll want to see new payslips and new bank statements. But yeah, it shouldn't be too long-winded as long as your credit file is all up to date, everything's being paid on time. We shouldn't anticipate or envisage any problems coming along.
Great, perfect. And because obviously we're looking at the difference between me getting about 205,000 to pay off my current mortgage, for like pound for pound, or raising capital, will that affect my loan to value? Will that in fact impact my interest rates if I raise more money on my mortgage?
Not if you go up to 230, no. So where you are at the moment, the way loan to values work is that they tend to give you a better interest rate with every extra 5% you own of the property, but only until you get down to 60%. Once you're on 60% loan to value, as in you own 40% or more of your own property, then you're just eligible for the best rates on the market, because loan to values to a lender is all about risk. They're thinking, okay, well, what happens in the future if for some unforeseen reason we have to come and repossess the property? Hopefully not. I'm sure that won't be the case. But that's the way a lender thinks. And as soon as you own 40% or more of your own property, that just gives them confidence that there's no danger of any time in the future that we'd ever have to come and repossess that house or flat and not be able to sell it for as much as we're owed on it. So if we take a £500,000 property and we take the lending back up from 205 to 230, you're still significantly lower than 60% loan to value. So it's not going to affect your interest rate, no.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting to know about the way that lenders look at loan to value. But if, when I'm thinking about, because obviously I'm quite far in advance, you know, 7 months, I remortgage now, but it doesn't complete for another, you know, 5 to 6 months until my current rate expires, can I get a better deal if rates come down in the meantime, or will it be on that rate that I applied for?
No, I'm happy to say you can get a better deal. It's one of the areas where you can really make time work for you in mortgages, because there's absolutely no reason why we couldn't do an application now. You kind of almost get a new deal in your back pocket, get an interest rate in your back pocket. If rates suddenly start to rise again, then you'll be sat there thinking, okay, well, I'm glad I sorted that out early because I've now got a rate saved and rates seem to be rising around me. But, you know, Andy's done my deal now. I've got that interest rate. No one can take that away from me. However, if things go the other way, then if you get a mortgage offer for your new deal, whether it's with your existing lender or with a new bank, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, well, thanks, but no thanks for that deal, because I can see that rates have now fallen a bit. So we can do a reapplication for a new deal, whether it's with the existing lender or even a brand new one.
Brilliant. No, that's great. You know, it's nice to know that even if rates go down, you know, this is the greatest thing, I guess, about doing it so early, is that you get given that opportunity of still looking at the market as the time goes on.
Exactly right. Yeah. You give yourself options.
Excellent. And when we're looking at that monthly repayment, I know I said about 1200, but obviously if I needed to extend that term out, what sort of maximum age do the lenders go to when they're thinking about how long you can take that mortgage out for?
So this is a question I've been asked a lot as rates have come up when we're speaking to people who are doing remortgages. Obviously, I want all my clients to have the shortest mortgage they can possibly afford, so that they're mortgage-free sooner, they pay less interest over the length of their mortgage. But with rates having done what they've done, or they were looking at the options of extending their mortgage and seeing how long they can take it to keep the monthly payments affordable, because they've become accustomed to something a lot lower than they're now going to get now that rates have risen. There's a lot of the mainstream lenders now who are a lot more amenable to the idea of taking us to 75 years old. Certainly for those of us who are in our 30s, 40s, and even into our 50s, as I say, I'm not necessarily recommending that as being a good idea, but as long as you're not in an overly manual or physical job, like, you know, if you're up scaffolding every day, or, you know, you're building houses, then maybe it might be tricky or difficult to get a lender to take you that far. But I would say, generally speaking, yeah, there's a lot more lenders who are amenable about the idea of going to 75.
Okay, last question, thank you, is just, it's not something that maybe I'm looking to do right now, but if I wanted to add my partner onto my mortgage as part of this refinance, is that something that I could potentially do as part of a remortgage?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it will come down to your partner's income will be a factor, the makeup of their income will be a factor, and crucially, their current credit report and, you know, their credit score. Those things will all be factors. But, you know, if they've got a good credit score, if they've got an income that the lender that we're going to agrees with, then yeah, it's a lot easier to add someone onto a mortgage because obviously that increases the affordability as opposed to taking someone off a mortgage. That is a lot trickier.
Brilliant. No, that just gives me a good idea of kind of planning of what's potentially available and what I can do. But that's all the questions I had. So no, I really appreciate your time. And yeah, I will look for your email with those quotes that we ran through. So yeah, if I have any questions, I guess I'll just come back to you.
Yeah, so you know where I am. You'll have my direct dial on the email. You'll have my email address, obviously, to reply to. I'll get them over to you in the next 10 minutes. And yeah, feel free to come back and ask any questions. If I don't hear from you in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably drop you a little courtesy call just to see how you're getting on, see if there's anything I can help you with. But yeah, I'll hopefully be able to sort this out for you sooner rather than later.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you so much for your time then. I really appreciate it.
Very welcome. Thanks.
Speak to you soon then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Charles Cameron and Associates podcast. If you enjoyed our episode today or found it helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. And if you require independent mortgage advice, visit us at ccameron.co.uk. Alternatively, you can call us on 020 7953 7040 or email us at info@ccameron.co.uk. Thank you again and see you soon.